not going to be building any set pieces anytime soon.
Well,
so.
That's very fair. Yeah. We don't have to make a door.
Or a ramp.
Why did I miss this? Fuck.
You know, if it was heraldry, you could have a golden ramp, and then it would be a ramp door.
Wow.
Greetings, Apropossi.
Wow.
And buckle up for this sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts...
Salsa!
Yes! There it is! Oh, beautiful!
Fuck!
James!
And Jenna!
Oh.
With special guest Leg?
Yeah, you complete asshole.
I'm so happy.
If you didn't do it, I was going to.
Well, I was in my head and I was like, and special guest, no Leg. Yeah, no, yeah, nope.
Nope.
You.
Nope. Nope.
Just, I. Fucking can't. We're going to start recording this on TikTok instead as a series of 127 1-minute segments each week.
You missed this. Fucking asshole.
I did. We pulled up. Sucker. We pulled up to the lab and I was like,
I know,
and then,
right?
Yeah, and Jenna was also like, and I was like, yes.
And I was sitting at home. I was giddy. Like, I was tidying up in here, and I was like,
Salsa was so excited he cleaned.
I cleaned. Shit. No, I did. I did that nervous cleaning where I was like, okay, this is clean. Okay, I just need to wipe this down just a little bit. Okay, they're not here yet.
I'm gonna dirty it up again, and then I'm gonna clean it again, just to make sure. I need to make sure.
You guys are here.
I know. Hey, listeners, guess what?
Guess who's fully vaccinated?
Fully vaccinated.
Us.
In the same spot. We are all in the AON labs, which means we finally have access to all of the booze that Salsa's been hoarding for the past year and change.
And this being the laboratory, we of course need to sample the drinks.
Yes, we should do that.
We are going to start with my homemade concoction. We're going to drink my homemade limoncello.
I love...
Oh, it smells so good.
I love how it smells like... lemonade and cleaner all at the same time. Oh, yep. Nope, that is delightful.
I got to remember that I don't have a headset on.
I do need to give a thank you to Nick and Molly Glover for giving me the recipe for the limoncello.
Holy fuck.
Because I have made limoncello and orangecello now, and I am fucking happy, and my wife is like, okay, now make another... couple bottles of it. Yeah, we have a lot of it at home.
This is quite delightful.
Yes, I'm well super, done, super sir. Happy with how it turned out, and it's so delicious. And it's chilled, and there have been a couple days where it has been like I have been cooking dinner on the grill, and I go outside and I sit by the grill with a book and my my limoncello or orangecello, and I just exist.
That sounds amazing. Sounds fantastic.
Salsa, your jumpy blue lines are quite low.
My jumpy blue lines are quite low, but that's okay. I'm pretty sure it's doing its thing.
It's your fault.
I sure hope so.
I mean, you know, whatever's happening, it's definitely Salsa's fault this time.
Yeah. Actually, it's 100% he's in charge. We can't even blame the internet anymore. It's purely Salsa.
I'm okay with that. You know what? Yeah. I'm so happy right now. I don't even care.
Yeah, that's for the best.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes.
What have you been up to?
Okay. So last week, I talked about how I got my hair cut, right? Maybe
got your hair did
my hair's cut, and it's all like above my shoulder now. apparently, I now have wavy hair. I got my hair cut not last Thursday, but the Thursday before, and didn't wash it for the first few days because you're not supposed to after hair dye thing, right?
Yeah,
let it sit.
So, like, I washed it that following Monday, just to be sure. And like it was a little poofy, and I was like, "What the hell?" And we recorded on Tuesday, and then I went to wash it on Wednesday again, and it was like, "Nope, still gonna be poofy." And I'm like, "This is not how my hair does. This is not what my hair is stick straight hair and has been for 40 fucking years. Mm-hmm. What the hell is going on?" So then I tried not straightening it and just let it do its thing, and it was like, "I'm beach waves now." And I was like,
"Yeah,
oh."
It has that, like, just rolled out of bed tousled look to it, and it's working for you.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, you know, I did the swish on purpose, but yeah.
No,
but that's basically
it. It looks really fantastic.
I'm really happy with it, although now Justin's going to have to do some cleanup because...
The lengths are all weird now.
It is a little weird on the bottom. It's a little jaggedy.
A little weird on the bottom was my nickname in high school.
I believe that.
Yeah.
And in college.
And now, and really.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Yeah.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
You used to be called that. You still are, but you used to. Yeah.
Friends, I realized you, that Hector. there's something that we forgot to do that is no longer second nature to us.
What? Are we doing that?
Is that something
that I didn't think we did that. Did we
remember,
do that?
I don't remember.
We have
that.
Before.
All right.
We absolutely have before.
I believe you.
Occasionally, maybe, but... Well, I mean, we can bring it back now.
So. Yeah.
That's really good.
It is
real
amazing.
Fucking good. Yeah, so there's my hair stuff. There was something else I was going to bring up, and I don't remember what it was. I got so excited. What, the fact
is
that I didn't kill
orangutan?
Anybody? Oh, no. I got... Listeners, I got in here, and I... squealed that my bar stool was there, and then I saw my rubber orangutan, and I just felt its nipples for like a good 3 minutes.
It's true.
It really was. It was genuinely interesting seeing the things that people missed.
Yeah.
Like Jenna was like, my chair.
Mm-hmm. That's where my butt goes. That's really important.
And I was like, bar cloth, I missed you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Drum in the corner that I never knew existed before. I missed you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The swords on the wall.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. All of the booze. I missed every single bottle individually and together as a collective.
Yeah.
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 So much so that, yeah.
There are some old friends and some new acquaintances up here as well.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I was noticing that it looked very full and glad to see us.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, we've got like Hot Donkey here, which I'm sure has missed us.
Yeah.
But we've also got...
Oh, I haven't missed that
we've
one.
Got the we've got like the Kraken here who was
sure.
there before. And we've got a bunch of contraband, which we will be sampling later.
Yes.
Spoiler. Yeah, no.
That's not a spoiler, that's a tease.
Ooh.
Either way.
It's yeah, Chekhov's Chekhov sampler.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's see. What else did I do? I went to Merlin's.
Oh, shit.
And I ate food that was cooked by somebody else and brought to me by somebody else.
Fuck.
And didn't have to do any dishes. And also, Joe didn't have to cook it or bring it to me or do any dishes. So, like, we just paid a person to do all of that.
Fuck.
It was great.
Yeah.
Like, we just sat down in a booth because we're assholes.
You know what else I've missed?
Oh my fart God. Covered.
Oh. Like, I legitimately got emotional there.
Oh my god!
We'll just tuck that in there.
Oh my god!
Oh, guys, we're fucked up.
We really are.
Yeah, Salsa's
so
eyes are tearing up for a second reason.
Double whammy! Yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh,
all right.
Good. Good.
Well, I'm glad you put that where it needed to be.
Yeah,
Jen.
Yeah. It's important. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the delicious food that I ate.
Yeah.
So we went to Merlin's and we ate food.
Mm-hmm.
And our favorite bartender was there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Waitress. And we're like, oh my God, it's Ellie. You know, it's like, oh my God, it's Joe and Jenna. And she was like, your hair is amazing. I'm like, thank you. And like, you know, we're just like, how was your year?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It was like, and it's, there's something about it that's like exciting, but familiar and not exciting all at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard to describe that. It's like you were never gone, but also like you were gone for 10 years.
Yeah.
Nothing changed really, because there was, like, at least for Merlin's, nothing's changed.
Like those isekai stories where the person experiences 10 years of, you know, or like 50 years of lifetime, and then they come back out of the wardrobe from Narnia, and it's been a day.
Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Thing,
yeah, or one of those things.
Well, the opposite of Rip Van Winkle. Because Rip Van Winkle went to sleep and experienced no passage of time, and 100 years had passed. Versus Narnia, they went in and like 100 years passed.
But in this case, the Merlin's is Rip Van Winkle, and we're...
Oh, yeah, okay, that way it works.
It
okay.
works, still.
Kind of.
It's not a perfect metaphor, but...
it isn't. But we did order...
When have we done anything perfect around here?
We ordered curbside from Merlin's a couple times. Yeah. One of the times I was there, they were, like, refinishing their tables. Ooh. And there was nobody in there, so they were just like, we're just going to... Yeah. Do all the sanding and the refinishing because we can.
Merlin's had started a bunch of stuff right before the pandemic. Yeah. So, like, the timing
like,
on that
back
was...
Corner was
yeah,
all...
that back corner. Mm-hmm. They had actually just finished the one corner spot, but they were still working on the other backside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they just didn't have anybody around and got to finish doing
exactly.
that, I guess.
So they were just like, we're going to do all of those construction things that we normally would have to inconvenience people for.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, it's the way to do it.
But, yeah, no, we ate out. It was great.
Oh.
There were other things I did, and I can't remember what they were.
Do you want us to...
Oh, I did a photo shoot yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm doing this thing, Minnesota Fringe Festival.
Never heard of it.
I was waiting... I gave you the pause just for that.
No, it's the thing in Klingon. Come on.
God. So anyway, no, but like I'm a little behind on all of my promo stuff because I'm behind on life right now.
Right.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
So I got a hold of Omori Photography and got some pictures done. And the show is about Cassandra. Yeah.
Shit.
Cassandra, for those that don't know, was a princess of Troy. She was also a priestess and a prophetess. Depending on who's telling the story, for reasons, Apollo cursed her so that she would know everything that was going to happen and nobody would believe her. And draw your own patriarchal parallels here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm basically doing Patriarchy the Fringe Show.
it's like being a Democrat 4 years ago.
Yeah. Or a woman all the time.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
No, the story checks out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm doing it's the show's called Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman. And there will be a bunch of Cassandra's storytelling and then some spoken word stuff on a cat called woman.
Awesome.
Which is either a cat called woman or a woman that has been cat called. You will have to see the show to find out.
Or a cat with a telephone and a predilection for dialing women.
Or you could just look for where the hyphen is.
There are hyphens. No, Jenna thought of this. She's put hyphens between everything.
Oh, clever.
Actually, the show title is All Hyphens. You're playing Hangman for the entire hour. Fuck's sake. I gotta be careful about telling jokes like that because someone's gonna do it. Fuck.
I'm want to see that now. And this is Minnesota Fringe, so somebody's going to do it.
It's going to be me and Kyle, and...
Oh, God. Yep. Oh, fuck. God.
Every time somebody suggests a letter, we're going to tell a joke about that letter. Yeah. How can you tell if it's a baby pirate? Because of the lowercase eye patch. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway...
For God's sakes, keep talking about
it. I did a photo shoot where I was wearing something kind of Greekish.
Okay.
It wasn't like a pure toga type thing, but
it was like a sorority sweater. No. Oh.
Okay.
I forgot that your lasers are far more dangerous at this range. Yeah.
You forgot you're in arm's reach, didn't you?
Oh, shit. I made you a trophy.
Yeah, but what have you done for me lately?
She can order us to leave again.
Oh, fuck. She's gone mad with power. All right.
Anyway. Did the photo shoot, but because the full title is Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman, I wanted to take pictures with a cat. Oh, yes.
Oh.
So my friend CJ, has a black cat, and I talked to her about it and I was like, so thoughts? And she was like, perhaps we can try it. And I was like, all right, Soledad, like, here's the deal. The photographer, I was like, so we don't know how much this cat is or isn't going to help us with this project. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I'm ready. I'm just ready. Just the camera's here all the time. We'll just do things. We'll try it. I was like, okay. To be fair,
Soleil is always ready on that trigger finger.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but there is something about like working with an animal that's
absolutely.
Yeah. Animal and children is just like,
that's
nope.
The maximum. Yep.
You can't pause to discuss things. You just got to go.
Pause to discuss things.
Salsa.
I'm gonna see myself out.
Okay, thank you. No, wait, come back. I don't miss you. I just need you to push buttons later, as opposed to the buttons that you're pushing now, asshole.
Oh, wow. I wonder if your family missed us laughing like lunatics down here.
I wonder if your children are able to get to sleep.
My children never slept. Are you kidding? Right now, they're both reading in bed.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, no,
actually,
that's fair.
That's all right.
Anyway, to wrap up, we did this photography shoot in 92 degree weather.
Cool.
Because fuck me.
Toga weather.
And like, I seriously, it was like a half an hour. Because the cat was patient for a little bit and then also not.
Yeah.
So we got a bunch of things done real quick, real fast. And then we also took a bunch that were just me in case and none of the cat pictures turned out.
Fair. Yeah.
Cause I somehow take direction better than a cat. I know that's surprising, but...
I'm not going to make a comment on that, and I'm looking at Salsa to make sure that if he decides to, that I can step out of the blast radius. That's... no? Yeah? Okay.
You good?
All right.
You get there, sweetie?
I'm going to mark this on the calendar. Salsa had a good idea. Oh, no, now he's second-guessing himself.
No, I think he's second-guessing you.
Well,
Not any, just you in general, really, James.
No, here's the thing.
Oh, no, okay. Hang on. I don't know what's about to happen.
Dad, can you start with, actually?
No, please. Here's the thing. I'm not going to say it, because I'm not that dumb.
Okay.
But as I didn't say things, more things not to say came into my head.
Yeah, yeah.
That I also am not going to say.
So you're just
it's real
full of it right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm always full of it. Are you kidding?
All right. All right.
He's just topped off for the first time in a while.
Fuck.
Oh, the sweet release of death.
good.
Yeah. No, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, no. So yeah. That's what I did.
Nice.
And I'll probably be getting the pictures back today or tomorrow, and then I will have a picture for my press packet, which technically went out a week ago, but hopefully they're still willing to take my picture.
That's super fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been doing a few things, but mostly I have been watching horror movies.
Horror.
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing is I've been able to you know, visit
were there any
loved ones
in
and partners in between those movies and things like that. Hmm. But
Would that be horror?
Is that like zombie strippers? But they're not whores. They're sex workers, but they're not whores.
That's true.
Necessarily.
No.
There's a Venn diagram.
They were stripped. They weren't whores.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No.
Would it be a horror whore?
It would be horror with a W.
Horror.
No. A whore in a horror would be a horror whore, but a horror about whores would be a whore horror. And so a person who is a whore in a horror movie about whores would be a whore horror whore.
What about somebody who uses sex to sell that movie?
A businessman?
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Good. All right.
I mean, I was going to say something about assuming gender, but you're probably right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's good. One of the podcasts that I recently started listening to it's fucking amazing. After you're done with this episode of this podcast, I fucking endorse listening to Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. You can look it up just by going to Night Vale, and it's one of theirs. And because one of the writers of Night Vale is so anxious and hates watching horror movies. Movies. But the voice of Night Vale, Cecil Palmer.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Cecil Baldwin is the voice of Cecil Palmer.
His voice is so soothing.
Very much so. So he's fucking catty and hilarious during this podcast because it's just him, unfiltered.
It's
his like delicious baritone voice, but then just off the rails.
Oh, say it slower.
And they're talking about Jaws.
No. James, say it faster so we can listen to that one when this is done.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So I've listened to Aliens Resurrection. I've listened to Jaws. Coraline, they do all kinds of different movies, all kinds of different subgenres within the genre, and they're entertaining as fuck. I've probably listened to 8 episodes this week. It's fantastic, and it has encouraged me to go back and start watching things. And Coraline is the film that I watched most recently, and that's a brilliant fucking movie. If you have not rewatched Coraline in the last decade, do it.
I think I have in the last decade, but I might still do it anyway.
Yeah, it's such a tactile film. It's so fucking good, and there are so many things hidden in that movie. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But so I've been doing that, and you know, working. So yeah,
okay,
yeah. From the office.
The office. Okay.
Yeah.
I was about to say that brought this whole thing to an abrupt screeching.
No. It turns out that there are things that you can only fix by going into the office.
Oh.
Yeah. And what a fucking trip that was. Going back to work not 2 feet from where I sleep.
Right.
Yeah. Holy shit. So yeah, all of that. It's been really good.
I don't have to go back to work for a while. Official word from down high, from up high, from
down.
However, prepositions work.
Up high
you
from down
take
below.
The high road and yes.
The official word from Scotland is that. we can work remote as long as we want.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh.
So you're never going back in?
Not entirely true. I'm probably going to go to work 2 days a week. Two or three, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But just that 1 week.
Yes. A lot of it is going to depend on what the kids' school schedule looks like. Sure. And things like that.
Because, oh, the kids will be home. I'm going to work.
No, but if they're...
Yeah.
If they are going to be riding the bus home...
Yeah.
Then somebody needs to be here when they get home.
No, yeah.
And so I might do mornings at the office or something like that. Because, sure. I mean, I've been working at this job for over a year now. A year and a half now. And I still know way less than I probably
should. Yeah.
You know?
I suppose,
my job is extremely complicated.
Yeah.
It's very complex stuff. And so the fact that I'm behind is not a surprise to anyone because it's just a really complicated thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I definitely would probably be a lot farther along if I was in the office and actually getting regular training on a regular
basis. Sure.
Right.
And so I do want to get back into the office. That way I can be sitting next to someone when I am picking up a ticket and I just go, I don't know what the fuck this means. Hey, what does this mean? As opposed to looking at a ticket and going, hey, what does this mean? And then waiting 2 hours for the person on the other side of the chat to go, oh, what means this? And then I go, I don't understand that. Can you show me? And they go, well, okay, you have to, you know, get me to where you are. And that takes a while. You know, where is it? You just tap them on the shoulder and go, look at my screen. It's right here. And they go, oh, that's that thing.
You have to invert the amplifier for the main deflector dish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a process.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, yeah.
And so that has been frustrating. And my boss and I have had many conversations about the fact that it is just frustrating. And he's like, I get it. He's like, you are making progress. You are learning things. You are doing things. You're not sitting at home, you know, watching porn.
You're like, you don't know. Oh, thank God that camera is turned off.
The webcam just has a piece of tape over it.
It's got a picture of a busy salsa on the inside.
Yeah. But it's just like, you know, I'm doing things. I am working, but it's just like I'm frustrated because I feel like I'm not where I could be.
Yeah.
And it's like, And he's been very clear. He's like, I just so you know, nobody else feels that way. So don't feel like everybody thinks you're, you know, slacking off or anything like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say nobody else feels that way. They're all doing fine. You're the dead weight.
I had a lot of anxiety about that. I would get done with work in a day and be like, I feel like I didn't do shit. I feel like I accomplished nothing, and everybody's going, well, we had to pick up his slack again because he's not doing shit. And he's like, nobody feels that way. You're
good.
You're fine. But I do want to get back into the office so I can actually expand my knowledge.
You want to actually be a productive member of your team?
I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it took over a year to get there, but here you are.
All right. Oh, shit.
What is this? Month 14? Yeah, that seems like a good time to start.
Oh, my God.
But no, our higher-ups have basically said, we have the infrastructure. It's been working for a year. Do what you need to do.
Yeah, Salsa's a late bloomer. He was born after 17 months, so, you know.
What?
I just ignored it.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But, no, what else have I done? We had the second round of the playoffs.
Yes.
For the Minnesota Magicians.
Yeah.
These were home games, so I actually got to be present for them.
Yeah.
And we fucking killed in both of them.
Hot shit, they're headed to Alaska?
Not quite. Yeah, yes, they're going to Alaska. Okay. It is a best of five series, and we have won games one and two. Here's the thing. Three and four are in Alaska, and five will be back here.
Okay.
Assuming we need a game four or five.
Yeah.
So, if Alaska wins both three and four and forces a game five, then that game will be back here on Sunday, and I will work that game.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that will be my last game of the year.
Yeah.
But if the Magicians win either of those games, then Saturday was my last game.
Gotcha.
Of the season.
But then also your team wins.
Yeah.
Like
well,
the world.
Go to the playoffs.
The divisions. My team will win the division. The the actual cup, all of those games are being held in one location.
Okay.
So the, mm-hmm. the four divisions will send their division champion to the cup tournament, mm-hmm. and then all of that will happen in one location.
Okay.
And that's in Blaine this year.
The cup tournament is actually super exciting. There's a gun at either end that fires hockey players at these two things, trying to knock them into the goal while somebody screams mm-hmm. crossfire.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And then there's a stack of milk, of metal milk things that they
Pogs,
try to knock
yeah.
over. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, but either way,
No, I hate both of you right now. I want to make sure that you are both
okay
clear
that
you should not take my silence on this acceptance.
The audience can feel just, the look that you're
just,
giving us.
It's just hate.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But
I've made salsa speech.
There is a slim possibility that I can maybe work one more game, but
yeah.
otherwise my season is done.
All right.
I mean, they're doing fantastic. They won the first two games. They're only one win away from the cup tournament.
Holy shit.
And winning they're one game away from winning the division. That's fucking cool. I'm really, really proud of them.
Yeah.
And really happy to have been a part of this team for this year. And in talking to the operations manager before we left, I was like, this might be it. You know, thanks for having me. And he
yeah.
was like, we would love to have you next year. I was like, yay! So I need to have that conversation with my
yes.
wife this year was a weird schedule, and we had
yeah.
all sorts of matinee games and Wednesday games and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
in a regular season, it's not going to start in January. It's going to start way in October.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
And on those nights that I'm not home, she's alone here with the kids and can't
right.
do things
yeah.
and can't go places and stuff like that. So it is, you know, it's not a asking permission, hey, wife, can I go do this thing with my friends?
No.
It is a, you know, we are partners, and that
yeah.
means when if I go do this, it means she's stuck here.
Yeah.
And
your decisions affect her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so making sure that she's okay with it, and you know, we've had time to look.
She's willing to pick up your slack.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, well, so next year we'll...
I mean, she should be used to that by now.
Oh,
oh yeah. More than you know.
Mm.
But we'll have that conversation later, and maybe I'll do this next year, but either way...
Was that how the second one was born?
Oh, God. No.
See, James,
no.
When a salsa and a radially love each other.
Oh, God. I don't want to know.
We have bar napkins you can draw on. Oh, shit. I can get a diagram. Oh, yes.
Okay, you two can do that later.
Okay.
Do that on the break.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, I built a bookshelf.
Yeah, you did.
That's a very handsome shelf.
It is. I want to hump it.
So
it's really sexy.
You just saw how many cookbooks we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That used to be on the counter.
I remember.
And it was taking
yeah.
up counter space.
Yeah.
Like a significant portion of counter space.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, listeners, this shelf either goes to my shoulders or James's hip, depending on which one of us is standing next to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like super tall, but it's tall enough.
Yeah, it is. It's a sizable chunk of book.
Yeah.
That was on our, that was taking up counter space. And my wife and I had been discussing for a while, you know, trying to figure out a better place. Because we had, you know, books kind of stacked on top of other books in that
mm-hmm.
sideways way.
Yeah.
Where you put them on top, and they were just, like, falling over
yeah.
and getting... Oh. It was a mess over there. And we were just
yeah.
like, we really want a better way. And we were like,
mm-hmm.
but where in our kitchen can we put this? And there is a little tiny spot of wall between
mm-hmm.
our broom closet and the hall door. It's like 11 and a half inches wide between the door jams.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, this is the spot. This is where I'm going to build a bookshelf. And it has to have a low enough profile
mm-hmm.
that it is not sticking out
mm-hmm.
in the way, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that is a high traffic spot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So
very
if it stuck out too far, it would just be in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And it had to meet all of the needs that we had. It had to look good, you know, and it had to fit all of our cookbooks. And so I spent
mm-hmm.
a lot of time in the planning stage going, how am I going to do this? Finally, about a month ago, bought the wood, started working on the process, and hated it.
Mm.
The boards I bought were not the right size. Mm-hmm. The books were kind of sticking out. One of the books was sticking out like 4 inches.
Oh,
and it was shin height.
No,
and we're
okay,
we're going to kick that. And it's going to fall out. So I had to go, okay, now that I'm halfway done with this, I've got this cut out. I've got this thing, you know, I've got the dados cut out. Everything's ready to go. And I hate it. It's not right. And so, but then I was able to go, okay, before I keep going with this, I'm just going to stop and go, okay, what do I need to correct to make this
what,
right?
What do you like?
Yeah.
And what's missing?
And so I took what I had, took the lessons I learned from that, took it back to the drawing board, and built this. And it is fucking amazing. It is exactly what I want. It is beautiful. It is gorgeous. It fits. It
fits so perfectly that I walked past it twice.
You don't notice it. Even though that's a high traffic area, it does not stick out into the way.
Yeah.
It holds all of our books, and our counter space is so much better. Like, we're able, like, our kitchen radio was literally hanging off the counter by a good 4 inches.
Yep. I do actually remember this, because I was always concerned I was going to knock the damn thing over.
Because that was the only, it was, you know, books, and then our knife block, and our mixing, our stand mixer, and our toaster, and our coffee maker, and then the radio, and all of that didn't fit.
Right.
And those books are all gone. All of our dry goods, the sugar, the flours and stuff, can now go tucked into the corner. All of that stuff can slide over, and they have room. You know?
They finally have room to breathe.
It looks so much nicer.
Room enough at last.
And all it took was building a little bookshelf. And it's amazing what such a tiny change can do to make the whole kitchen so much better. So I'm super, super proud of it. Plus, it is gorgeous. If I can say so myself. I spent a good deal of time on the sanding and the staining and the varnish.
It looks fantastic.
It is. It's a very handsome shelf.
So that's what
I
did.
Like I said, I want to hump it later.
Hey, look at that. Should we take a break?
Yes, I think
we better have. Yeah, we should.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
It just makes crunchy noises now. That's all.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
And I'm Jenna.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should shower. Yes. That would help with the crunchy noises, I think.
You can walk home, asshole. Can't tell those jokes now, fucker.
No, he said that, and part of me went, no, that is, you take a hot shower and your joints go, oh.
Okay, I mean, that is also bad.
And then you wake up the next morning and they're all...
Yeah. I should do more yoga again. Really. I mean,
that's a good idea.
I can, in this weather, I could do hot yoga. And I wouldn't even need a heated room.
In this weather, you can do hot everything.
So
literally everything.
In the before
hot
times.
Hot snowman. What?
I went into a yoga studio with a Groupon, you know. And afterward, I was like, so
but
that's...
just for you? How big did they think you were?
You know.
His COVID-19 is really showing.
So, there's that.
The 2020 is just,
It is. This was in the before times, and, we were sweating, like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, I walked out of there, and I was like, shit, was that hot yoga? And Brynn was like, no, honey, that's just regular yoga in a studio.
People who have never done yoga don't realize how hard yoga is.
It's intensive.
Like, I've done yoga before, but I always do it in air conditioning, and that's just not...
Or outside at, like, midnight, 1 o'clock.
Oh, fuck, that's so good.
I know.
Naked yoga.
That would be... okay. I mean, for different... Yeah.
Okay,
right.
You're thinking of added variables, I think, James. All right.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So it's been hot.
Oh, God.
Stinky sweet.
This is, I mean, People know me. They know I like hockey. But one of the reasons I love hockey so much is it is June, and I was in a big fucking air-conditioned building, and I was happy.
Built out of ice.
Just ice. Like, I'm in the ice arena in shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Just finally feeling comfortable for the first time.
There was a tweet that our good friend Sven Sundgaard.
Sven Sundgaard?
Yeah. The happiest weatherman ever. He posted a thing that was like, I think it was for Saturday. He's like, this is the highest the temperature has ever been on this day recorded and that we've had in, like, I don't think it was years, but like a year and a half or so. Right, like, so yeah. It was just like, oh my God. And it just had all these exclamation points. And I'm like, buddy, you are way too happy about this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're way too excited about this heat.
It is gruesome outside.
I mean, I turned on my air conditioner.
Holy fuck.
It's still going right now because I don't want to go back to a shitty apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have been, my mother-in-law, because she's been working from home as well, she's putting together her home office.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, and she's got it was her library. It was kind of a back room that was half storage, half library. But it was storage. It had a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
You know, and now she's like, I have a home office and I want it to be a comfortable place to work, you know?
Right.
Sure.
And so we put in new flooring over the winter and like cleaned it out and got new furniture and stuff like that in there. But I've been helping her replace the ceiling because it had that fiber. Like that half inch thick
in the rails
that you know, like every school you go to, it's got that like false ceiling. That's like
the drop ceiling.
Yeah. It was like that stuff. And it was like water stained and stuff like that from a leak she had two decades ago. But she was like, I'm in there all the time. I don't want to look at that. So, we took that out. We've been replacing and putting in a new ceiling. Her house doesn't have air conditioning, so I've been holding shit above my head, and pounding in nails while I'm holding things up with the top of my head in the heat, and it's just been like, oh, my arms are really sore and I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm happy to do the work, but it's been. I just go home and I'm like, I'm going to take a cold shower now.
Next time you've been doing hot yoga, but in a very different way.
Yeah, next time you show up there, she's like, I don't know what made me think that you might want some extra strength deodorant, but I definitely bought you a gift basket. Yeah,
it's looking really good though. To be fair, nice. Like it really is making the space a really nice place to be and work. And,
oh sure.
And but it's been hot.
Oh yeah.
Oh jeez. For Pete's sake.
But yeah, for those who aren't local, it got to 99 over the weekend.
Yeah, it did.
Did it break 100 then?
I don't think it broke 100. I think it got up to
like... I think it just like towed the line at 99.
It just looked at 100 and went, we could, and you know it,
yeah,
fuckers.
Exactly.
It was just like, I could do this. I'm not gonna. I just want you to know it's like
the siblings in the back seat.
Yeah, just I'm not touching you.
I'm not touching you. It's not 100 degrees.
Yeah.
So, and we've had, like, kids' birthday parties and things like that over the past couple weeks. And it's like, okay, we're having a kid's birthday party. Where are we putting the pool?
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Because we're all vaccinated, but the kids aren't yet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we're like, we don't want to have them inside.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're okay with them being outside together.
No, but that's 100% inside, so, fair. Like,
but it's fucking hot outside, so bring a swimsuit.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have a pool.
I have a pool.
Yes, you do.
I have a pool 7 stories in the air.
There literally is a pool on the roof.
Yeah,
I know. There was in high school, there was a joke about the rooftop pool. And I'm sure this is like common for everywhere. Seniors would tease the freshmen about the rooftop pool, blah, 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 whatever. And I was like, I was talking to, I think it was my brother, and I was like, yeah, I got a rooftop pool. And he's like, huh, very funny. I'm like, no, actually, I have a pool on my rooftop with my rooftop lounge overlooking the lakes. It's glorious.
Mm-hmm. Pool on the roof must have a leak.
So. we just watched that movie not long ago.
That's a good movie.
It's a decent film.
It's a bad movie, but it's a great movie.
Yes, yeah.
But I was going to say a thing and then I forgot what
it
was.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Pool on the roof?
It's all right. Oh, I just got a swimsuit today in the mail. So guess what I can do tomorrow?
Is it all sexy?
No, actually it's, they've started making, and I'm absolutely in love with them. They're one piece swimsuit dresses.
Oh yeah.
So like they're dresses and they just barely cover your butt, but then there's like shorts underneath it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All swimsuit material. Skort. Yeah. Well, it's not like technically a skort is different. But yeah, like it's basically a dress over like bike shorts.
I didn't have access to Playboy, but I did have the ability to steal the Victoria's Secret catalogs when they arrived, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
You're doing better. I was just throwing words out that I've heard before.
Look, skort's a word, right? It is, unfortunately. But it's even clothing, so well done, Salsa.
Yay! And if it looks like it's made out of jeans, then it's a skort.
That's Swedish. No. That's from IKEA.
That's from IKEA. God damn it.
It's the only swimsuit you assemble with the wrench.
We are unoriginal hacks, aren't we?
Yes, that's true. speaking of unoriginal hacks, James, what are we drinking?
We are drinking scotch. Long-awaited lover, that is our
scotch. Scotch. Is this from Cedia's Scotch Brand?
This is, yes. Yes,
and,
oh, my God.
Sorry,
Cedius, we're not going to have you on for a bit because we have to get through all of the scotch from over a year ago.
We listened to it pronounced, and apparently it is Bunahaben.
Yes.
Bunahaben.
Gesundheit.
That is not part of the name.
Could be.
Ile.
You don't know.
Single malt scotch whiskey.
Smells a little effervescent-y.
A lot of acetone smell.
It is not as smoky as I would have assumed.
That's
both the smell and the flavor.
There's a touch of something in the back there, but mostly it's the effervescent nail polish kind.
Yeah, no, you said Ile, and I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be, and it's not.
I'm getting a little bit more of a smoke after the fact, but like, you gotta wait for it.
Yeah, it's subtle.
Yeah.
There's, our scotch has leg.
I am reminded that I sent my father.
Thank you.
In a group text, a message asking him if he remembered a classmate who had recently tried to contact me through Facebook, and he was like, "No, I don't know anybody named Scott." I was like, really? Yeah. Scott from your school? His last name is Chegg? He was like, no, I don't know anybody. I was like, here, let me put up his profile picture.
Oh, my God.
It's just a photo of a cut open scotch egg.
We just figured out where he gets it from.
Yep. Sure the fuck does. I mean, I've actually met his dad and knew this ahead of time. But, I was just slapped in the face with the information all over again. I had scotch eggs at Maryland's.
Oh,
yeah.
I love a scotch egg.
Oh, buddy.
I have been watching. Going to get into what you've been watching here.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize we're doing that, but let's do that.
While I'm at home, working from home, I have my TV here. And I started watching YouTube videos.
Okay.
Because, I had my time team and I had my, British game shows and stuff like that.
Mm. You watch British game shows?
I know, right? It's weird.
Yeah.
I thought you watched British panel shows.
I watch both.
That was for James.
Oh, shit.
That was a callback from like 4 weeks ago where you said you didn't watch game shows.
Fuck. That's good.
Wow. I'm real proud of myself for that one.
No, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not fair that she gets to do callbacks because she actually remembers things.
Mm. That was like a that was like a chess game by mail knighting. That's what that was.
Yeah.
But I had done that thing where you just kind of let it play and it goes to the next video. And yeah. I was watching. It's called Outside Xbox.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And
it's
great.
It's it's a UK. It's kind of like. Do you remember the G4 channel?
X-Play, yeah.
Nope.
Okay. It's basically people talking about video games and.
Oh, okay. Like that. Sure.
This is the UK version.
Okay.
It's just people talking about, you know, game shows, and they make funny videos like the seven, you know, secret bosses that you didn't even know you could fight, you know, in video
games.
Okay,
sure.
And, or,
so instead of G4, it's Jed4.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
James, get out.
But anyway.
Yeah, okay. Just fucking leave.
The group that did this started doing.
All right, come back.
They started playing D&D together.
Oh, okay.
And they got the guy from another... nerd show who did tabletop gaming to be their GM.
Okay.
And so they started playing this D&D campaign, and I got sucked into it because it was the personalities of these people, which I already liked.
Yeah.
And then they started gaming, and it was great. And they had a playlist of all of the, and so I just started watching it, and every week it would build on the previous because their GM is somebody who's knows what the fuck he's doing. He's really fucking good.
Sure.
Nice.
He's the kind of guy who is like, I am going to let them go where they are wanting to go, and I just kind of go along with it. And every so often, he'll just go, fuck the rules. This is great.
Yeah.
This is funny. People are having fun. I don't even care. We're just going to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he lets them do
That's
things,
lovely.
You know?
Yeah.
And he even put out a video the seven times they derailed him or something like that, where he talks about, like, you go back and watch the videos and he's just like, I had this whole thing planned out. And 7 minutes into the campaign, they solved it.
Oh,
and then
my
I
God.
Was just like, okay, this video has to go for another 50 minutes. Okay, we're gonna go there now. Like one of the first five videos they did, it was this campaign where the village people were missing. Villagers were missing, and they were investigating them.
Nope, I pictured the village people, and that is what is in my head now. Yep.
I see where you are.
Yeah,
but anyway, he
cop, construction worker, racist stereotype
of an
Indian.
He made this throwaway comment about a rat runs out of the room. At
yeah,
hall.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they've got a druid on their team who's like has speak with animals, and they're like, maybe the rat saw something, get it, and so they caught the rat. And they use speak with animals to talk to the rat. And they're, like, asking the rat questions. And they're like, okay, you know, were you here when they went missing? Did you see what happened? And also, are you the person?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And it was supposed to be this, like, people went missing. You slowly start to go, eventually, 20 minutes in, you figure out that some magician has been turning them into animals. 7 minutes in, they were like, are you this person? Yes. It's like, oh, okay, now we're off to do this. It's just like, shit.
fuck.
Well, here we go.
Yeah.
But anyway, this whole series.
Also, I need to correct myself. Native American.
Fair.
I think when it's a racist stereotype, at a certain point, it doesn't matter. But, you know, it's still proper and appropriate.
Yeah.
I legitimately forgot why I brought this up. What were we talking about?
You were watching YouTube videos, you saw
no,
this.
No, right before that.
Nope.
With the weather.
I told James to leave.
You were watching
Scotch
panel
eggs.
Shows.
Scotch eggs, that's what it was. Okay.
Yes!
So anyway, one of their paladin ends up with a mace that has the magical ability that has the magical ability is randomly once every so often when you hit somebody with it, it transforms them into something else. And so they're fighting this old guy He just gets the mace. They knock the old guy out. He's unconscious. And the guy's like, I'm just going to keep tapping him. And he just keeps tapping him and keeps tapping him. And he's like, okay, roll a D6. And when you get a 6, we'll transform. And so he's like, other things are happening. And he's like, what is this group doing? What is this group doing? And this guy is just like, I'm tapping him, tapping him, boop, tapping him, boop, tapping him, tapping him. And finally he gets a 6. And he's like, hey! And the man turns into a seal.
Oh,
so now, okay. So now he's got a seal as a pet. Mm. In another campaign, somebody makes an offhand comment about Scotch eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And somehow it comes out that this seal loves Scotch eggs.
Huh.
So now every,
it's my kind of seal.
So now every campaign, this seal shows up and it's always munching on Scotch eggs, or they're on a ship and they're like, oh, we've got to make sure we have a supply of Scotch eggs for the seal. It's fucking ridiculous, and it's brilliant.
That's so stupid.
Go watch Ox Venture.
So beautiful.
All right.
The Ox Venturists play D&D. It goes off the rails in the most brilliant way. Mm. It is genuinely excellent. A lot of fun, where a bunch of people are playing D&D and nobody is rules lawyering. They're using it as a framework to tell a fun story in a fun way, and they are constantly being their characters. You know, like the characters that have like -1 on their wisdom are constantly just doing stupid shit because it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant.
Bear me that, I'll do it.
Anyway, sorry. Scotch eggs.
Whatever. That's how dare you derail the conversation, Salsa.
It's been really hot.
What the
fuck?
And I've been watching YouTube videos to stay away from me.
Oh God. I mean, yeah, it has been hot enough to where I've just been inside watching Twitch videos and not being outside, because fuck that. Yep, that's all I got.
We made ice cream.
Ooh.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. For Christmas, we were allowed to choose a gift from our company.
Oh.
Our company was like, we will give you a gift. You get to choose it from the catalog. And we got an ice cream maker.
That's pretty fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So my kids and I made ice cream the other day. And they got to choose the kind of ice cream that we made. And they chose mint chocolate chip.
Oh, God, so we made, kids are smart.
I know. So we made mint chocolate chip ice cream yesterday. And today we got to eat it. And it was pretty fucking great.
Oh, I am so jealous.
That does sound amazing.
Make some ice cream.
Yeah? Sorry, Jenna.
God, well, I mean, this is just my life.
You can make, like, granitas or something.
Well, I mean, there's a specific brand of ice cream made out of, I think it's, like, soy or almond milk or something.
Yeah, did you know that you're impossible to shop for when it comes to non-dairy ice creams?
I did, actually, because they put coconut in fucking all everything. Of that fucking stuff.
I looked at every Halo Top there is.
Yeah. No, coconut is the best substitute when making ice cream.
Yeah.
So everybody uses it.
It's fatty. Yeah.
It all makes sense. It's like 90% hydrogenated oils, so it just gets that nice, thick, creamy whatever. Yeah, I can't have it.
Yep.
No, there are a couple of soy and almond milk ones that I can have, but they're few and far. But, like, you can't get them at Cub.
Nope.
You cannot buy me ice cream at Cub. Does not exist.
I ended up buying you sorbet at Whole Foods. Still paying off that mortgage.
Yeah.
We have a Lunds Byerly's just half a block away from our house
now.
Yes. Salsa, can you tell me, are these all the cupcakes you have?
What?
I could probably make more.
Yeah.
No, you should check out Granitas. I discovered Granitas. It's basically frozen applesauce.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cold applesauce, basically, is what it is. And it's really good. Like, you put cinnamon and stuff in there.
I read an article, I think it was today even. But it was on the internet, so I have no idea if it's true or not. there's somebody rediscovered an old Russian recipe from before the fall. For what? What?
The Russian summer?
Yeah. God damn it. I fucking hate you.
All right.
Before the autumn. And there are a lot of recipes that got lost from that time period because money, fun, just kind of left. So,
yeah.
But one of the things that they had an abundance of was apples.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just right growing conditions for apples. So a lot of their lost recipes contain apples. And what they had was something that is basically an applesauce marshmallow.
Hmm.
Like something in between a marshmallow and a meringue. And I'm like, I need to find that and make it because I'm curious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that just reminded me of that.
I'm going to correct myself. It is granita without the S at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Granita.
If you,
okay.
If you get plural, yeah. then it's granitas. Salsa, your tale of D&D reminded me of a thing that I read today. It was about Dungeon Masters. What seemingly innocuous, completely fucking useless item have you given your players that they then turned around and completely broke the game with?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yes, this group does that.
It's a fucking fantastic thread, but one of my most favorites... Well, they were all talking about like how they ended up just wasting the big bad because of some bullshit. You know, the big bad... Right. They were supposed to have that early meeting where you get that taste of how badly this thing is going to just annihilate you so that later when you meet up with it and you're stronger and you win, then it's a big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Campaign over. There were several examples of this, including a cloak that contained portable holes that you could throw, and the fall damage killed the big bad. there was that. There was, but the one that caught my attention was a ladle.
Okay.
It was just a ladle that had been enchanted to produce liquid that you could pour.
Okay.
But the DM was not specific about what liquid and was like, oh, yeah, you know, anything. And so it produced hydrochloric acid.
Oh, my God.
The players decided that it would produce hydrochloric acid. And then, kobolds weren't a problem anymore. goblins, not a problem. Yeah, like, just down like, the list.
Well,
yeah.
This group came up with, they set a trap where their druid cast spikes.
Oh, sure.
And their rogue cast grease. And basically they took all of the charging enemies, they slipped in the grease, and slid straight through the spikes.
That's beautiful.
Oh my God.
And it fucking wrecked.
Yeah.
The baddie. Like they called it Marilyn's meat grinder from that point on.
Oh my God.
Because it just destroyed, and they've used it multiple times over. They're just like, I cast spikes, I cast grease, bring it.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. There was a
game about that. It was like Kill All Orcs or something like that, where you would create an elaborate death trap for the orcs to charge into. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic.
They utilize it a couple times, and every time it's just like, okay, this is going to go.
Or
not pretty.
The DM decided that they wanted to give their party a boat, right? But they're not going to carry a fucking galleon everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided that they were going to make it grow to the size of a galleon,
and they can
or
put it into a pocket,
shrink
into a
to the size of a golf
bag of
ball.
Holding or something.
Yeah. They can just boop, drop it in there. They started just using it to kill dragons, basically. they would put it on the wizard. They would throw the wizard at the dragon. The dragon would put the wizard in its mouth, and then the wizard would drop the boat into the dragon and expand it. And there's no coming back from that.
That's oh my
another
God.
One they called
Death by Yacht.
Yeet Yacht.
They also came with, they call it the Bear Down Protocol.
Oh.
And the Bear Down Protocol is their druid shapeshifts into a cat.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Oh no.
Their half-orc bard throws the cat
yeah.
at the enemy, and midair she turns into a bear. But what you were just saying, there's another. It's an Australian group called Viva Dirt League.
Okay,
and they do short video, short comedy videos on video games and stuff mm-hmm. like that. They do a group. They do one series called Epic NPC Man, where it's just like an NPC. It's from the viewpoint of an NPC in the video games, and it's fucking brilliant. But they have one where they've got two adventurers going down, you know, wandering around. It's like, oh, this next objective's really far away. Hold on, let me whistle for my horse. And the other one's like, whistle for your horse? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you know, my horse is way over there. You know, instead of going all the way over there to get my horse, I'm going to whistle for my horse so my horse comes over. Yeah. The other guy's like, what are you talking about? Just take your horse out of your horse pocket. And he's like, what? And he's like, yeah. Like everyone else, just keeps their horse in their horse pocket. Just take your horse out of your horse pocket, and there you go. And they argue for this for like a minute. He's like, show me. And he's like, fine, I'm going to take, reach into my pocket, and pull out, bing, a horse. See?
God.
Now you do it. Reach into your pocket, and and the guy reaches into his, like, disbelief, he reaches into his pocket and pulls out, bing, a horse. And he's like, how long have I had this?
I really should have been putting food in there.
Oh, God, that poor horse.
But it's just, they call it's their video game logic series.
Yeah.
And it's fucking yes. brilliant.
Yes.
It's so good. Anyway, sorry.
That is amazing.
I feel like maybe Jess has shown me that.
It's possible. Viva Dirt League is big in the video game.
Yeah. Videos. I'm like, that sounds vaguely like a thing Jess has showed me.
So. I'll have to...
So it's been really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, the weather's been fucking Christ. Miserable.
Like, the other day... I'm over at Joe's, and we just kind of stared at each other.
I was over at Joe's the other day.
Yeah, like, it was just so hot. We were just like, well, you exist. I also exist. It's sticky.
Yeah.
Why are we smokers? We should just exist inside in the air conditioning forever.
I had a partner visit me, and the bulk of the visit was just... laying down in the dark in front of the air conditioner. That was just...
I am so happy I live in a house with central air now.
Yeah. Oh,
I am jealous of that. I've been doing a bunch of Twitch and hanging out with people in the UK, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They don't have air conditioners as a standard
Not
thing.
Not really. They don't need them, really.
They don't really need them. So I'm, like, describing mm-hmm. the weather to them over there. And, like, number one, they were just fascinated by the idea of air conditioners. I'm like, yeah, I've got one, mm-hmm. like, from the 70s in my wall. Like, this apartment was built to contain an air conditioner. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
It's just what it is. But it was first thing in the morning, and they're like, so how hot is it today? And I gave them the temperature. I was like, I think it's supposed to, or it's, like, supposed to get to like 92 degrees Fahrenheit today, and they're like, what is that in Celsius? And I was like, I haven't had coffee yet. I do not do conversions.
Yeah, divide by
before
33.
Yeah. Oh, I figured it out later.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not figuring that out. I realized like an hour later I could have just asked the question into the air and my Google assistant would tell me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But again, this was before coffee, so. Yeah.
BC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. I've told you the story of when we were in Ireland.
When I asked you've told me many stories about being in Ireland, salsa.
When I asked the guy at the pub, should I get the fish and chips or the shepherd's pie? And he said, well, usually I'd say the shepherd's pie, but in this heat, I would say fish and chips. And I'm like, bitch, it is 70 degrees out. What are you talking about? And they're like, oh, we're having a heat wave. Usually people go on holiday in like Spain or something like that to warm up, but it's so hot here that people are just staying here. It's like, it is fucking 95 degrees at home right now. It is 70 degrees. What are you fucking talking about?
How do I live there?
You know, today I looked at what the average temperature was in Seattle.
Yeah.
And it's like mid 30s in January and mid 70s in July.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want.
No matter
honey.
Where you go, yeah. No matter where you go, everyone's giving you a hand job constantly, and all the beer is free. That's amazing.
Yeah,
they've got like a tower of but some I don't, sort. That's
yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all.
They
right.
got a lot of Starbucks too. So
they do.
Well, and I think that's so. It's really funny. Like people in the UK call Minnesota Minnesota, and I'm just like. Like we're famous for our snow, and they're like, yep. "Oh, it must be nice and cool there." And I'm like, nope. "No, no, we just get extremes."
Talk to yep. me in January, and yes,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. We just get extremes, and I apologize. I'm wondering if I didn't talk about this last week too, but too bad, because that conversation just kept happening over the mm-hmm. course of the week.
Yeah,
and I was like, "No, you don't understand. We don't have water anywhere near us to." Help with any of this.
We have
like,
tons of water, but it's unhelpful water. So that,
yeah.
in addition to being blisteringly hot, it's also
it's Minnesota nice
wetter
water. It doesn't want to get in the way. It doesn't want to make any assumptions.
Yeah, no.
It's just like I'll be over here.
Just gonna hang around.
Yeah.
In 6 months, it will swing 120 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing stopping it.
No. Mm-hmm. So no.
Anyway, we should probably wrap this up.
Sure.
And take a break.
Okay.
Woo!
So we're gonna do that.
Yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON podcast. Search for apropos of nothing. This rope here.
Yeah, it's just like that.
And now I need to drive back.
Yeah, not different.
This is a complication I haven't had to deal with for over a year. Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Have to buckle up for more than the sex.
The
but
driving?
You also do have to buckle up for the sex, because this is the Apropos of Nothing podcast, and we're back.
Yay.
You're Salsa.
Yes, I am.
I'm James, and she's Jenna.
Am I?
Are we sure about that? It's been a long time.
You haven't seen me in over a year. And my hair is way different now, so...
It's true.
Who am I?
What are you doing anyone. In my house?
At last.
You can say that. At it last. Means a thing again. Oh, my God.
There are so many things I have missed.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
But it is time for a Fast Five.
A Fast Five!
Oh my God, there's no way. Oh, why haven't we been singing? We should have been singing
songs
this entire time.
Do it. The system is down. The system is down.
Fuck.
Yes.
Oh. All right.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from James.
Not yet. It doesn't. Where is your the red noise box?
Oh my God! Jenna.
Oh, I forgot about the red noise box.
I almost did too.
No, I need the thing.
This is Jenna.
Yes.
The noise box is yours.
Oh, I don't remember what all of these buttons do.
It's this one.
Oh, good. Oh, I've missed you.
We've
you
peaked.
Beautiful, beautiful.
This is great. All right.
So we've missed the chair, the bar towel, and the noisemaker.
Yes.
Yes.
And
my rubber orangutan.
And the rubber orangutan nibs.
The rubber orangutan.
Yeah. And this booze.
Oh, so much booze.
This will last us a couple months.
All right.
I am mad with power.
Question number one.
It's not so easy, is it?
She was under pressure. There are a lot of buttons in
the shoes on the other foot now.
But the socks don't know the difference. All right, so fuck. All right, fast time question number one. Clock or buttons?
Buttons. I am pushing buttons right now.
Well, that's true.
I have buttons.
Yeah.
Buttons.
Clock.
I feel like I don't want to wait. I want to tap a button and feel like I'm accomplishing something.
Yeah. All right.
Buttons.
Question number two. P or X?
I would rather pee on my ex. No, wait.
That's not...
people pay more for that? I don't know. Salsa, honey.
I like peeing more than I like my ex.
That's, you know.
Depends on the ex.
All jokes aside, I actually...
Depend on the pee.
I actually like my exes.
I like a majority of my exes. Oh, God. Let's see. P or X? PlayStation or Xbox?
I just was having the
Xbox.
Steam.
Well, yes. Of course.
PlayStation.
PlayStation.
I will also choose P.
Yep.
Yep. Heard that about you.
Yep. Right around the urinal.
Yeah, well, you know. Question number three. Puzzle or gun?
Puzzle.
Puzzle.
I like playing puzzle games. I love puzzle games. I love figuring shit out.
Over shooters any day of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoy some shooters. There are times where I'm like, nah, I just need to kill something. That's not going to get me in trouble with the law. So, yeah. Sometimes shooter, but overall, puzzle.
I think we'll also choose puzzle. Okay. Question number four. Read or hole?
Read. You said read.
Oh God, we're idiots. All right. Read or hole?
Read or hole.
Can you spell read?
Yes.
Good. Would you spell read for me, please?
Yes. R-E-E-D.
Okay.
Would you spell hole for us, please?
Yeah, give me a bar napkin.
God.
Yes, H-O-L-E.
Okay.
I prefer the clarinet over the flute.
Hmm.
Oh, that is an interesting context.
Slash bassoon slash oboe.
You're a bassoon.
So is your face.
Oh, God. Oh,
so is your mom's face.
Oh, no.
So is your grandma's face.
Oh, God.
Your grandma is a mom's face.
Your grandma's a hole.
Oh, fuck. Your
grandma's a P or X.
Your grandma's got a pee hole.
Okay.
I mean, not anymore.
Okay. No.
She died before I was born. She hasn't got anything left.
Okay, you know what? No, we're done with this.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
God, you're acting like children.
Weird.
I know, right? Yeah. What the fuck? I still don't know.
I'm choosing hole.
Okay, this is going to be an esoteric James question, I've decided. So, I mean, it already sounds that way. I'm going to say I prefer woven basket containers to containers that had to be shaped with the hole into it, such as pottery.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
That's not the context, I can tell by looking at you. But you're impressed, aren't you?
Super fucking impressed.
Fuck yes.
All right. So, if we've all chosen question number five. sword or shield?
Sword.
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 Shield.
Sword. Sword.
Sword.
Yep. Sword.
I am going to change to, obviously the answer is sword, but I am going to go with shield because I do play games defensively rather than offensive.
I mean, that sounds like appropriate context. I don't care because if one of the questions is sword.
It's going to be sword.
Then it's, yeah.
The
it's
answer just sword. Is sword.
The yeah. answer is sword.
If you have the chance to be Batman, choose sword.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Yeah. All right. So the context is clock or buttons. If you had to choose one and only one for your content, would you choose TikTok clock or Snapchat buttons?
None of the above.
So which are they?
TikTok is clock.
It's the tiny videos.
TikTok has a maximum length of their videos of 3 minutes.
Okay.
But most people are limited to 1 minute.
Okay, so TikTok is the short videos.
Yes.
And Snapchat is?
Snapchat is any length videos from people that you have friended or through official channels. They can be any length. So lots of entertainment channels have a Snapchat channel that you can watch.
So the only difference is Snapchat doesn't have a cap.
Fail Army, has.
I'll go with that one.
Okay.
I've tried them both. Not a huge fan of either.
Because you can still do short videos.
Yes, in Snapchat. Yeah, that was where I did crap chats.
Now I have to choose TikTok.
Now I have to choose TikTok as well.
Yeah.
The reason that I choose TikTok, chose clock for TikTok, is I've seen an enormous number of amazing musical acts. And it's just like it's a hotbed for that and cosplay. So people doing new and amazing things with music and people doing new and amazing things with cosplay.
I just don't want to see your shit. So,
but they could put those exact same videos on Snapchat too, right?
But people would have to, they would either have to be a certified channel or they would have to have a friend's connection with you.
Oh, whereas TikTok, anybody can
see. Yeah, you can just browse it.
Oh, in that case, definitely Snapchat.
Yeah?
I don't want some fucking rando looking at my shit.
But if you did a sword swallowing video, people would just happen across it.
Okay, I would put that on YouTube.
But
that's not one of the choices.
That's not one of the choices.
Oh, so we can only use...
You can only use one or the other.
Well, in that case, I'm still going with the one where only people I know can see my shit.
Oh.
And then I just won't... I'll still do live shows.
Yeah. Well, and nothing stopping them from sharing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going with TikTok because I don't post anything. I just consume.
Fair enough.
So, how's that?
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
I just don't care about other people. Except my friends.
This comes as an enormous surprise to me.
I want to see what...
After all this time, I've never known this.
I want to see what my friends are doing. Well, I want to see what Thomas in Cleveland is doing. Who cares? I don't.
Thomas in Cleveland, I'm very sorry.
Yeah. To the friends and family of Thomas in Cleveland, who has just been murdered live on air.
Thomas knows what he did.
Well, there's that. All right. Question number two. P or X... Nail upon the top. Which game system has a better controller?
Oh, controller.
PlayStation or Xbox?
Xbox. Yep, going to Xbox.
Mm. Yeah.
I prefer the PlayStation controller.
You are wrong.
That's fine. no, the shoulder buttons on the Xbox, the shoulder button, it has triggers and bumpers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I fucking hate
and
those
like
little tiny
all of the bumpers.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's so much better.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan
so
of
much
the bumpers.
Versatility.
Yeah.
Exactly. Versatility. Yeah. Right there. Plus, it's more body. It's not so like delicate. It's like it feels like it's existing in my hand as opposed to I'm kind of holding it with my fingertips.
I agree with that.
Fair enough. I disagree because I've probably because I've spent more time.
You like tiny
probably
things.
There's also that.
Oh, that's.
Oh shit, that yeah. may actually be part of it. All right. Question number three: puzzle or gun in VR?
Oh.
Would you prefer action games, things where things happen around you, no matter what? And where you have to defend yourself or, you know, slice up cubes or whatever. Or puzzle games. Like, there are a lot of escape room games in VR.
Oh, I want to do a VR escape room.
Having not experienced it, I'm still going to probably go with puzzles.
Yeah. There's a puzzle game for VR that I think you would fucking love called I Expect You to Die. It's a spy-themed escape room.
Is that the game. Name of the game?
Yes.
Or is that just your...
Both
your commentary.
I mean, no, we all stones. Die at some point.
Yeah, but
death is inevitable.
But also, some of us deserve it. That's
yeah, definitely.
yeah.
God. Yeah. No, I think I would. See, I'd want both though. Like, I think a part of the reason of having a VR is to be able to get up and move around.
Sure.
But I'm still so intrigued by those escape rooms. So.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with I'd probably default to escape room, but luckily I don't have to.
I feel like there's a market for both, for a game that is both.
Probably.
TM, apropos of nothing.
We'd have to be an actual entity.
Yeah, there's
it's
that.
It's been over 10 years. We haven't done it yet.
Yeah, that's
fair. Not happening.
I would choose puzzle still.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes me feel real smart, where action games just make me feel fat and old.
There's that.
That's not the game doing that, James.
it's probably the fat and the age that's
yes.
probably
fucking kids
doing that. Yeah. Question number four: read or whole? If for your entire life. All music that you hear has an accompanying track played by an expert improvising musician. Would you prefer that it was saxophone or flute?
Saxophone.
I'm leaning saxophone.
I said flute. They're both very good.
Smoky sax.
Yeah.
Especially during those moments.
I don't understand.
When you're masturbating?
Oh, yeah. I don't understand.
When Salsa's masturbating?
No, I don't want anything to do with Salsa's masturbation.
Jenna's just sitting at home and suddenly
what are you doing on this podcast?
Oh, God.
Jenna's sitting at home Jenna's sitting at home watching TV.
Don't be accurate.
She's got a glass of wine, just reading a book, like whatever, and suddenly Smoky Sax starts. She's like, God damn it, Salsa,
no.
Knock it the fuck off.
I would never get any sleep.
Starts crying.
I would never get any sleep.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm sure he masturbates like 18 times a day, but it's like a minute each time, right? Yeah. So it's not very long.
It's just one
but
saxophone
then...
note 18 times over 24 hours. You're like, oh.
She's at work and just like, it is the middle of the day. What the fuck?
No, but I still wouldn't get any sleep because even though it's a combined 18 minutes, I have to deal with the trauma for at least a good half an hour after each one of those notes.
Oh, yeah, there's that, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh.
Yep. Fuck.
No, just I would just have 80s saxophone music following me around all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I would be just like, hey, baby. Do you want to get frisky tonight?
The twist is, he's the only one who can hear it, so everyone's like, no.
I don't care.
What are you doing? Why is that look on your face?
Look, I don't care. If I can hear that while I'm having sex, game fucking over, man. Like,
That's a pretty fast game to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I don't care.
Do they have songs that last 30 seconds?
Yeah, on TikTok.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. happening.
That's the music that follows him during sex. Yeah. That's the.
Yes, it is.
Accurate. Yeah. All right. Good.
So yeah, we're going.
The
going
thing is that I thought I pushed a different button. But then it works. So
yeah, no, that's
anything,
beautiful.
But then,
that's
I then
you said
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Thing,
yeah,
so.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay, so I'm changing my answer to saxophone. Yeah. I think Salsa's correct.
I don't want
about this
speech,
one thing.
Yeah.
This one thing. All right. Okay. So question number 5: sword or shield? If someone broke into your home and you were forced to fight them off, would you rather have a sword or a shield?
So, true story. Somebody did break into my house once.
Mm-hmm.
I slept through it. I was awoken by the police, who had been called from my next door neighbors who saw them break into my house.
Wow.
Slept through the entire goddamn thing. Yep. But I had plenty of swords available.
Sure.
Either that or the axe.
Yeah. Not one of the options.
I know. But the axe...
The axe is real good, yeah.
I mean, I'd probably just go down there with my fuck-off scimitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which...
Oh, definitely.
...isn't as easy to wield.
No, yeah.
But it looks like a beast. Because mm-hmm. it is a beast. And that's intimidating and confusing, so I think that would work.
Hmm.
I could still do damage with it if I needed to, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, my axe is completely blunt, but you come at somebody with that, they're gonna run away.
Yeah. Godzilla.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. The hallways in my home are narrow enough that I choose shield because I can, like, bash them in with it and, like, shove them out the door.
I guess it really depends on what shield.
Yeah.
Like, if we're talking a kite shield, yeah, I'd do that. But if we're talking, like, a buckler.
No, not a little buckler. Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
So
no, give me a big fucking Roman scutum.
Yeah.
Human combat chess 1 year. How to fight.
The hell you say?
What?
Oh, okay.
No, they That's had multiple fights that year, actually.
Fucked up.
I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know how to feel about this.
But there was 1 year they had a shield fight.
Hmm. Oh.
The fighter goes to make the call, and he goes, shields! And the marshal starts to say, the call is sword and shield. And he goes, no, just shields.
Yep.
It was a really good fight.
Fuck yes.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Like, there was... so much flailing and hitting, and then like
bashing.
Eventually it just becomes fisticuffs. Because
yeah,
it
serious
has to.
Bashing
but
damage. Yeah,
yeah. No, that was it. Was a very very fun fight.
Neat. I love that kind of subversive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that has been an in-person Fast Five. If you.
Nope, that's not what I
wanted. All right. We're going to give Jenna a couple weeks to remember which all the buttons do what.
Oh, there's that one. All right.
Oh, now I broke it.
Oh, fuck.
There we go. We'll go with that one.
All right.
Fast Five is money, bitches.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us context. Who's got a shout out?
I want to give a shout out to Amore Photography. Because it was fast, it was efficient, she was delightful. I've mm-hmm. used her for my past several French productions, and she always does amazing works. She also did Justice Senior Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Those were fantastic.
Very versatile photographer.
Very versatile, willing to work in a variety of settings. Fucking knows her shit. And just a fantastic individual.
Always has a smile on her face. Always just a delightful person.
God, she super is.
Fantastic.
James?
I'll also give a shout-out to Amore Photography because the photographer has caught some of my most favorite, I want to say like half of my most favorite fest pictures. Mm. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to give my shout out to the two of you for being here.
This was
cool. I know. I'm getting super weepy just thinking about
don't
it.
Give
but
me feelings, also.
I don't
know what to do with feelings.
Fuck you! I'm going to give you feelings. You guys are here,
God.
And I'm so happy about it. And thank you to like people getting vaccinated and people making vaccines and people doing, you know, the research to make the vaccines happen so that we can all be here together and record this episode today. I miss you guys so much.
One of these was a sad cry one, right? Was it this one?
Yes.
Nope. All right. Both of you are dicks and I hate you. There, brought it back.
All right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
Earnestly, though, it's great. But also, fuck off. The end.
I love you two so much. I hate you two so much.
Oh, God.
We need to do we need compliment sandwiches in order to get our feelings out.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're a great, wonderful person. I hate you.
Who's got a plug? Nobody? Cool.
Not this time. Nope.
In that case, does anybody have any final words?
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye-bye.
Nobody? No? Okay. In that case...
I love you too, Sasha.
Oh, sorry, it was lag.
Fuck! God damn it.
I'm not sure if you're bringing it back or if it's just catching up.
six of one, half a dozen. Whichever way's funnier in your head.
Yeah,
that's the one I intended. in that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to James for writing a Fast Five. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, coming to you from the AON Laboratories, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Sasa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.